السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. We continue with the series on jinn and jadu. So in the previous episode, we spoke about the correct Islamic belief that sihr, black magic, is a reality. It is established from Quran and Sunnah, the story of Sulaiman alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Surah Al-Falaq, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself being a victim. So denying its existence is kufr, because it would be denying verses of the Quran. It works according to the system of this world, cause and effect. Fire is a cause, its effect is that it burns. So sihr, black magic, is a cause, it has an effect. But it will only have an effect if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants for it to have an effect. If Allah doesn't want it to have an effect, it won't have an effect. Now, how do we define jadu, sihr, black magic? Allama Qasim Mahmood, who has compiled the Islamic Encyclopedia, he writes that in order to cast a spell on someone, one takes assistance from the shayateen, or the evil spirits, or the stars. In reality, it's a psychological effect which transcends the soul and eventually affects the physical body. For example, you know, fear. Fear is a psychological condition, but it transcends the physical self, and it affects the body. You start to shake, you start to shiver when you're feeling fearful. Another definition given is that of Imam Ibn Qudam al-Maqdisi in his book Al-Mughni. He says, sihr is that format that is recited, written, or blown or tied on knots by means of some other way which affect the body, soul, or mind of the person who has come under the spell of the sihr. Allama Raghib Asfahani has mentioned that sihr is applicable to many meanings. So the first meaning he gives is that it can be a means to influence someone. Like Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Hijr, وَلَوْ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَابًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَظَلُّوا فِيهِ يَعْرُجُونَ لَقَالُوا إِنَّمَا سُكِّرَتْ أَبْصَارُنَا بَلْ نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ مَسْحُورُونَ. And even if we opened for them a gate from the heavens and they continued therein to ascend, they would say, our eyes have only been dazzled, rather we have been affected by magic. So that's one meaning of sihr that Imam Raghib talks about, to influence someone. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, inna min al-bayani la sihra, that some speech is magical, meaning it captivates and influences people. The second meaning of sihr is what in English we would refer to as sleight of hand, optical illusion. You know, you deceive a person's eyes. So all these tricks that the magicians normally perform, they show you a glass of water and then they make the water disappear and they bring it back again. Only later on you realize that there wasn't really water there. It was an illusion. So they're not changing a reality. They're making you perceive a false reality. And this is what happened in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that the magician said, قَالُوا يَا مُوسَى إِمَّا أَن تُلْقِيَ وَإِمَّا أَن نَكُونَ أَوَّلَ مَنْ أَلْقَى. Musa, you want to throw or must we throw? He said, بَلْ أَلْقُوا, you throw. فَإِذَا حِبَالُهُمْ وَعِسِيُّهُمْ يُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ سِحْرِهِمْ أَنَّهَا تَسْعَى. It looked like the ropes that they had thrown down and the sticks that they had thrown down. It seemed to Musa alayhi salam, this is the wording Allah uses very intentionally, that they were moving like snakes, but in reality they were not snakes. When Allah instructed Musa alayhi salam to throw down his stick, it became a real snake and it consumed those ropes and sticks that they threw down. That's why the magicians immediately accepted Islam, because they knew that this was no illusion. This was no trick on the eyes. Saharu a'yun an-nas. Allah says that these magicians had bewitched the eyes of the people. It was an optical illusion. Then the third meaning of sihr given by Imam Raghib is that when a person practicing the sihr becomes a close associate with the shayateen, and as a result, they seek the assistance of the shayateen in bewitching people and casting spells on people to harm people in some way or the other. And this is rooted in the story of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, where he was accused by some of being the origin and the source of sihr and jadu. And Allah says, وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُوا الشَّيَاطِينُ عَلَى مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانِ. And they followed instead that the devils had recited during the reign of Solomon. وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانِ. It was not Sulaiman alayhi salam who disbelieved, وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا. It was the disbelieving devils. يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرَ. they would teach people magic. And then Allah talks about how he sent two angels at Babylon, Harut and Marut, as a test. They were able to teach people magic, but they would tell them, innama nahnu fitnatun fala takfur. We are a test from Allah, don't commit disbelief. But people would become too tempted. And as a result of getting tempted, they would commit disbelief. And we'll discuss this story a little bit more in detail, inshallah, in the coming episode. Until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.